Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma Dav Vav. We will begin on Dav Hei Amid Beis, 11 lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the first word, Pligi. In yesterday's shiur, we ended with the words, Elaketzad Hilbishan Lemizber Kroy. And we explained what that means based on Rashi. That Rashi tells us that concerning the Levisha of Aaron and his children for the Yemei Hamiluyim, where Moshe was commanded to dress them, there seems to be a contradiction between the pasuk in Shmos Chavtes Tes, which discusses the tzivui, the commandment to dress Aaron and his children, and the pasuk in Vayikra Ches Zayin, which speaks about the Asiya, when Moshe Rabbeinu actually dressed them. And what is the contradiction? The contradiction, as we're going to find in the Gemara, centers around the avnet, the girdle. In the Tzavo, it says, V'chagarto isom avnet arnuvonav, which indicates that Moshe would put on the avnet on Aaron and his sons at the same time. There was no hafsaka of, there was no separation of a garment being put on Aaron after the Avnate and before the Avnate on the children. Both Aaron and his children had the Avnatim put on at the same time. However, in the Asiya, the Pasuk tells us, Vayitin olavas hakatonis, Vayachro so ba'avnate, Vayalbish so yasam il, Vayitin olavas ha'efoid, Vayachro so b'cheshir ha'efoid, Vayopid loiboy. In other words, that the Avnate is listed amongst the clothing that Aaron wore, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and dressed the B'nai Aaron. So it comes out that between the Avnet of Aaron and the Avnet of his children, there was a hefsek, because following the Avnet of Aaron, it says that Moshe put on Aaron the Me'il and the Ephod and the Cheshev Ephod, and only then did he go to dress his children. So this is what the Gemara ended off with yesterday, that the question was, Ketzad Hilbishan Lemizber Kroy. The Gemara had said, Maida Hava Have, what's the difference? What happened when Moshe did it? It's not Nogei Lemaisa. We don't need it for any future reason. And in the future, Moshe will tell us what the halacha will be. So why do you have to know how Moshe dressed Aaron and his sons? And the Gemara answered, because we have to understand Chumash, we have to understand Torah, and it seems to be a contradiction between the tzivui in Shemos Chavtes Tes and the Asiya in Vayikra Ches Zayin. And now let us begin the Gemara. So to answer this contradiction, there is an argument between the sons of Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Omer, one opinion is that in fact the correct pasuk in the order is Aaron va'acher kach bonav, that first Moshe Rabbeinu dressed Aaron and then only later did he dress his children, and there was a separation between the avnet of Aaron and the avnet of his children. V'chad omer, Aaron u'bonav b'vas achas. And one man the omer says that the correct pasuk is the one in the tzivui of v'chagarta oisom avnet Aaron u'bonav, that they happened at the same time. And now Abaye is going to explain exactly in what garment the machlokas is. Omer Abaye, Biksoines umitznefes, concerning the kisones and the mitznefes, the tunic and the mitznefes that was worn upon the heads of Aaron and his sons, kuli amiloi pligi, the Aaron v'achach bonav. There is no disagreement between B'nai Rabchi and Rabbi Yochanan. Everyone agrees that it was first put on Aaron and then it was put on his children. The bein bitzavo ubein ba'asiya Aaron kodim. Because both in the parsha that speaks about the command to Moshe, and both in the actual dressing by Moshe of Aaron and his children, the Torah tells us clearly that the ksonas and mitznefes of Aaron was put on before the ksonas and mitznefes of his children. Ki pligi, when is there a machlokas ba'avneit, concerning the avneit? That is the one garment where we have a machlokas. Mandi Omar Aaron v'achach bonav, according to the opinion that it was put on Aaron first and then his children, he learns it because d'chsev v'yachr oso ba'avneit, because in the Asiya in Vayikra, it tells us that first Aaron had the avnet placed on him, and then it says that Moshe placed the avnet on the sons of Aaron. So therefore, there was a difference between Aaron and his sons. It was not at the same time. But the Mandi Omer, who says that it happened all at one time, the girdling of the avnet of Aaron and his sons, dichsiv, because the pasuk says in the tzivui v'chagarta oisam, and the Bach puts in now the words avnet Aaron ubonav, that you Moshe should girdle Aaron and his sons with the avnet. So we see that it was done at the same time. So Rashi over here explains a few things. Number one, Rashi wants to understand, why does Abai say that that everyone agrees with the Ksonis and the Mitznefes? What about the other articles that Aaron wore? There were Shmona Begadim, and here the Gemara is only listing Ksonis u'Mitznefes. So Rashi answers, because Ksonis u'Mitznefes were the only garments that were shared by Aaron and his sons. The Avnet is going to be the Machlokes. The Ksonis u'Mitznefes are the ones they shared. The other Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, the Kohanim and Jotim, did not wear. So Abai is focusing on the Ksonis u'Mitznefes. In reality, as we mentioned, the pasuk, for example, says the ephod, the cheshev ephod. The Torah speaks about other garments which were put on Aaron, but we are focusing here on the ksonis and mitznefes, which were shared by both Aaron and his children. And then Rashi asked the question: well, there is one other garment that is shared by Aaron and his children. That's the michnasayim, the breeches, the pants that they wore. So why didn't Abaye address that article of clothing as well? And on this, Rashi gives the teretz that it was not necessary for Abaye to speak about the michnasayim. I'm quoting from the Rashi, five lines from the bottom. Michnasayim lehutzruch loimer, shaharei hein kod milichol. That for sure comes first. Ken amrin lekamon, as it says further on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Minayin Shloye Dover Kodem Lechnasayim. The Mechnasayim must be put on first, and the Gemara learns it from a pasuk. In other words, what is Rashi trying to say? That when Abaye said that Aaron was first and then his children, he meant to include, of course, the Mechnasayim. In other words, the Mechnasayim and Ksonis and Mitznefes on Aaron was put on first, and following that, the Mechnasayim and the Ksonis and Mitznefes of the B'nai Aaron were put on. So it was not necessary to state Mechnasayim, because that's for sure comes first. However, on this, the Rishash asks a very strong question, and he says, Eineni Mavin, I don't understand what Rashi is saying. True, the Mechnasayim must come on first, but how do we know the order? Perhaps the order was that first Aaron's pants were put on, and then the children's pants were put on, and then the Ksonis Mitznefes of Aaron was put on, and then the Ksonis Mitznefes of his children. How do we know that, in fact, the Ksonis of Aaron was put on, followed by the Mechnasayim of Aaron was put on, followed by the Ksonis Mitznefes, and then the Mechnasayim of the B'nai Aaron was put on with the Ksonis Mitznefes? Just because the Mechnasayim have to always be placed on first, Abai is not telling us clearly when they were put on Aaron and his children. It could be that it was put on to Aaron, and right away the Mechnasayim were put on to B'nai Aaron, and then it was followed by the other articles of clothing. So the Abaye should have explained, no, Mechnasayim Ksonis Mitznefes of Aaron is first, and then Mechnasayim Ksonis Mitznefes of his children. So therefore, the Rishash says, I don't understand Rashi's answer to the question, why didn't Abaye speak about the Mechnasayim? Tosfos, in fact, the bottom Tosfos, says a different pshat than Rashi. And he, in fact, the last words of Tosfos is, V'Rashi Pirish Time Acharina. Rashi says a different reason than I am. What's Tosfos pshat to answer this question? Tosfos says that if you look in the Tzavah and in the Asiya, in both parshas, you will not find a mention of Mechnasayim. So Abaye didn't speak about Mechnasayim because we don't find it mentioned. However, the Rishash brings down that the best answer of all, and he says on this, Osi Shaper Tvei, the best answer will be Ramban and Chumash. The Ramban and Chumash says, do you know why there's no mention of Michnasayim? Because the Michnasayim were worn, were put on by Aaron and his children by themselves. Moshe did not dress Aaron and his children. And that's why it's very correct what Tosa says, that both in the Tzivri and in the Asiyah, we do not find that the Michnasayim are mentioned, because those were not commanded to Moshe to put on Aaron and his children. Aaron and his children put it on themselves. So that's why Abaye did not mention Michnasayim at all, and that is the Teretz, which is Ashi Shaper Tvei. However, we will see later in the Sugya that Rashi says Beferish that Moshe did put on the Michnasayim. And that's why Rashi was forced to give a different answer than the one that we could say according to the Ramban. Now, let us just explain what we will find later in Rashi on Daf Vav Amid Aleph, that if we learn that Aaron v'Acher Kach Bonav according to that Man D'Yomar, so the Seder would go as follows. On Aaron was put the Ksonis, then the Avnet, the Me'il, the Ephod, the Cheshev Ephod, and afterwards, after all the clothing was put on Aaron, then the four begotten were put on his children. And in other words, there was a hefsik of a number of articles of clothing between the avnet of Aaron and the avnet of his children. And that's what it means, that according to Raman de Yomer, in the machlokes of avnet, Aaron v'achikach bonav, there was a separation. There was a separation of begotten. There was a separation of begotten between the two avnets. However, if we learn Aaron ubonov bivas achas, then the pshat is that the big day Aaron were put on except for the avnet. Then the big day bonov were put on, and then the avnet of Aaron was put on, followed by the avnet of his children. The Gemara later is going to ask, how could Moshe physically put on bivas achas? How could he put on the avnet on all of Aaron and his children at the same time? So the Gemara explains that it means that he put it on Aaron, and there was no hefsek, and then he put the avnet on the b'nei Aaron. That's what it means, bivas achas. There was no hefsek, no separation of putting on another article of clothing. So according to the Man D'Yomer, Aaron v'achach bonav, there were clothing separating the avnet of Aaron to the avnet of his children. According to the Man D'Yomer, Aaron u'bonav bivas achas, there was no separation between the avnetim. There were clothing put on Aaron. There were other clothing put on his children, followed at the end with the clothing, with the avnet on Aaron, immediately followed by the avnetim of B'nai Aaron. This is the way Abaye explains the machlokas between B'nai Rabchia and Rab Yochanan. Let us go back to the Gemara. Ulaman the Amr were two lines from the bottom of the Amr on Hamid Beis. Ulaman the Amr Aaron ubana bevas achas. According to the Man D'Yomer, who says that the avnetim of Aaron and his children were at one time, they immediately followed one another without a hefsek of any other beged between. Hoksiv, what does he do with the pasuk concerning the Asiyo, where it says Vayachar Oisoi Bavnet, that Moshe clothed Aaron with Avnet, Vahodirksi Vayachar Osam Avnet, and then only later did he clothe the children with the Avnet? It would seem it is not at the same time. Omer Loch, and now as we turn to Dav Vov Omer Aleph, he will answer Hahu, that Pasuk is Avnetir Shel Kohen Gadol, Loi Zehu Avnetir Shel Kohen Hedjit. That comes to teach us that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is not made of the same material as the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol. As Rashi says, the top of Rashi, Klomar, Lo'olam Krodet Tzavo Dafka Bevas Achas. The correct pasuk is the commandment where the avnetim had to be put on at the same time, not separated by any other beged. Ubasiya the pluginu, we find a separation between the avnetim in the asiya, l'lamadnu, to teach us for she'ein avnetim shavin, that the avnetim are not equal, they're not made of the same material. Shenamer b'maisa avnet shokoyin gadol, it says concerning the making of the avnet of the Kohen Gadol, ve'esa avnet sheish mazer, it's spun linen, Chelas, it's blue wool, vargamen, and purple wool, lomadnu, shehu, shall climb. It's made of linen and wool. Deshesh kisna, another word for shesh is kisna, which is linen. Utchelas, and the blue wool is umbra, that is wool. Va'avneir abonim le'pirsha kosvi ma'ahoya. The pasuk doesn't tell us what the avneir of the sons of Aaron were. Vashmin and hocha. That's what it's teaching us in this pasuk, in the asiya, where it separates the avneir of Aaron and the avneir of his children. Davnei tishokayin gadol loizehu avnei tishokayin hedjit. The truth is they were put on at the same time without any hefsek of any other begad in between. But they wanted to teach us by separating it in the asiya that it's not made of the same material. Shezeh shall klayim. The one of the kohen gadol is made of linen and wool. Vezeh shall butz. The one of the kohen hedjit is only made of linen. So we have here in Rashi three words which mean linen, and that is sheish, kisna, and butz. That was the kohen hedjit's avnet. The kohen gadol's was made also with klayim, with the tcheles, the blue wool. Frank the Gemara, back to the Gemara in the second line. According to the Mandi Omer, who says that there was a separation between the Avnet of Aaron and the Avnet of his children. They were not put on at the same time. What does he do with the other pasuk in the Tzivui Voksiv? Avnet, and as the Bach puts in, Aaron Ubonov, that Moshe had a commandment to clothe Aaron and his children at the same time with the Avnatim, without any separation of any other beggar between. Omar Loch, he will answer, Hahu Kamashmon, that is teaching us just the opposite of what we said before, that Avnate Shalkoin Godul Zeho Avnate Shalkoin Hejit, that it is in fact, both are made from the same material, as Rashi says, they're both made of Klayim, and this Behemoth is a Machlokas, further on Daf Yud Beis, whether the Avnate of the Koin Hejit was identical to the Avnate of the Koin Godul made of Klayim, or whether in fact the Avnate of the Koin Hejit was only of linen and not made of Klayim, as was the Avnate of the Koin Godul. So according to this Mandi Omar, Aaron's Avnet was put on first, then his other begotten, and followed later by the Avnet of the Kohen Hedjet. The only reason it equates them in the Tzivui is to tell you that they were made from the same material. And then this Shita continues and says, it says in the Torah, Vayachar Oso, the Bach puts in Bo Avnet, and then it says, Vayachar Oysom Lomali. So why does it say that he girdled them? It says that he girdled Aaron, Shmamino, Aaron v'achach bono. So this teaches us that there is a separation, in fact, between the girdling of Aaron with the Avnet and that of his children. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question on the Mandi Yomer, who says that it happened, Bivasachas, Mimashkachas law. How is that possible? As Rashi says, how is it possible that Moshe by himself could girdle five people at the exact same time, Aaron and his four sons? And for the Gemara, like Shricha the Agdim. And what it means, of course, that it's impossible for Moshe to have done all five at the same time. It means that he put Aaron's before the children, that everyone agrees. But it means there was no separation of any other beged between the Avnet of Aaron and the Avnet of his children. Let us see how Rashi explains this. It's not exactly at the same time. That would be physically impossible. It was one after the other. According to the Mandiyam Rebbas Achas, there was no separation of any other beged in between. How did it go? Rashi explains. Hilbish la Aaron kol begadav, v'loi chogar isay avnet. He dressed Aaron with all his clothing. He did not girdle on the avnet. V'achach hilbish es bonav michnasayim, k'soinesum etznefes. And here we see that Rashi's shita is that Moshe did dress the sons of Aaron with the michnasayim, not like the Ramban that we mentioned earlier from Chumash, who said that the children dressed, and Aaron and his children dressed themselves, their pants, but rather, according to Rashi, Moshe did dress them. But the point is that he first put on the clothing of Aaron, then he put on the clothing of his children, Michnasayim, Ksonis Mitznefes, V'acherkach Notales Avnetim. Then he took the Avnet of Aaron and the Avnet of his children, v'chogar es Aaron, v'achakach bonov. That is according to Mandi Yomer, who says, v'vas achas. Ulaman di Yom Aaron va'achach ba'anav. Kiksavai ha'amur ba'asiya. The correct way is the way it's written by Asiya. That vayitno lov esaksoynis vayachroy soy ba'avnet vayalbishoy esas ameil. So there was a separation of another beged after the avnet of Aaron. Va'acher kach vayikrav. The Bach says Moshe es b'nei Aaron vayalbisham ksoynis. According to everybody, the Avnet of Aaron precedes the Avnet of his children. The question is, was there a hefsik of other begotten between the two Avnetim, or was there not a hefsik? Did one come immediately following the other? Continues the Gemara explaining the next part of the Mishnah. Mafrish in Kohen Gadol, we used to separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur. To the Lishkas Parhedrin, the Gemara asks the question, Loma Mafrishin, why do we separate them? The Gemara right away asks back, Loma Mafrishin, we're up to Davov in the Masechta, and you do not yet know why you're Mafrish? Kidakam Rinan, as we learned earlier in the Masechta. Ila Rabbi Yochan Kedislei, whether it's according to Rabbi Yochan, who learned it from the Miluyim, that just like by the Miluyim, Aaron and his children were separated for 7 days, so too subsequent Kohanim Gedolim have to be separated 7 days before they enter into the Makom HaShechinah and the Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom Kippur. Ila Rish Lakish, or according to Rish Lakish, Kedislei, his opinion is you learn it from Sinai. The Gemara before asked the question that if you learn it from Sinai, there's only 6 days. What about the seventh day? And the Gemara there answered, because of a suffix of Tumas Nida, as we will soon see in our Gemara, in our Sugi right here. And just to remind the Olam that we also mentioned in the previous Shiurim, the Panim, the Yafei Einayim, Pirish, who brings down Yerushalmi here in Yuma, that the Yerushalmi, in fact, does not answer like the Bavli, that the seventh day was because of Tumas Nida, but rather the Yerushalmi says that since the Pasuk says that Vayikra Moshe Bayoy Mashri Mitoicha Anon, so we see that Moshe was enveloped with the cloud of Kedusha as a preparation for his going up to receive the Luchos of the rest of the Torah from Hashem, Mitoicha Anon, that Hashem spoke to him on the seventh day, Mitoicha Anon. Moshe was still enveloped on the seventh day. There were 6 full days, but there was a mixus ayom kikulei, a partial day of the seventh. So according to the Rishalmi, you don't need anything to do. You don't need a seventh day altstuma, but rather we learn it directly from Sinai that there was 7 days. So this is the way Rish Lakish. So the Gemara here is asking, what is your question, Lama Mafrishin? We know from earlier in the Masechta, either from the Meluim or from Sinai. And for the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, this is what we mean to ask. Mi Beisoy Lama Pirish. Why is the Kohen Gadol separated from Beisoy, which is refers to, as Rashi says, Me Ishtoy, the wife who's the Akeris Abayis, the main one of the house. So why is he separated from his bias, from his wife? Take the wife with. Rashi points out, how could you take the wife with? How could he be together with his wife? There's Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, and how could he have, the Gemara seems to be saying that he should have relations even with his wife in the Lishkas Parhedrin. How could that be? So the Rashi says there's no Kedusha in the Lishkas Parhedrin. I'll prove it to you, because we know She'ein Yeshiva Bazor Ela Malka Beis David, because the only ones who were allowed to sit in the Azor were the kings of Beis David. And Rashi says, Kol Shechin Shechiva, they certainly weren't able to lie down. And here the Kohen Gadol, for 7 days, he doesn't stand on his feet for 7 days, he sits down, he lies down. How could he do that? We know a rule that only Malchei Beis David are allowed to do that. It must be that there was no Kedusha to Lishkas Parhedrin. If there's no Kedusha to Lishkas Parhedrin, the Gemara is asking, so why should he be separated from his wife? Let him live together with his wife, normal family relationship. What is the problem? Tosfos, in the last Tosfos on the Amid, Divrei Maskil Mibeisoy Lama Pirish, he brings down Rashi's Pshat, that there must not have been any Kedusha to the Lishkas Parhedrin, but he asks a question. Even though it didn't have the great Kedusha of Kedusha's Azora, but it still was part of the Harabayas, and the Harabayas is Machna Leviya, and Machna Leviya, Balkari, is not allowed to enter the Machna Leviya. So how could the Gemara entertain the thought that he should be able to live there with his wife? What about the Tumas Keri that would result, and he was, even if the Lishna Parhedrin didn't have Kedushas Azara, but it had Kedusha of Machna Leviyah, which would prohibit, so how could the Gemara have had a Havamina? The Taisus answers that the Gemara was asking, why do we bring him to the Lishna Parhedrin? Why don't we bring him to the Mechilos, the underground tunnels? And we learned in Pesachim that Mechilos Leineskachu, there was no Kedusha to the underground tunnels, and there he could have had a regular relationship with his wife. So that's what our Gemara is asking. Hachi Karmi Bebeisoy Lama Pirish. Why does he have to separate from his wife? Tanya, we learned in a Brisa an answer to this question. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiroi, Mershema Timtza, Ishtei Safik Nida, V'yavayaleh. Maybe during the 7 days of separation before Yom Kippur, he would find that his wife is a Safik Nida, and he would have relationship with her. And that's why, to make sure that this doesn't happen, we separate him 7 days before. Because if she would be a Safik Nida, we would have to be Machmer that he was Boil a Nida, and Tumas Boil Nida is 7 days, so he would not be able to do the Avoda on Yom Kippur. The Gemara asks the question, he would find his wife to be a Safik Nida and would have a relationship with her? Otabur Rishi asking? We're dealing with a Kohen Gadol, are we dealing with Rishoyim who would be in the Beis HaMikdash and they would have relations with a Safik Nida? That's impossible. Gemara answers, the reason he cannot have his wife with him, Elishema Yavoy El Ishtei Vitimtsa Safik Nida. Maybe he'll have a relationship with his wife. She will be a Tahira when he has a relationship with her. But later she will be found to be a Safik Nida. And then he will have to be Machmer to be Tomei for 7 days, as is the halacha of a boil nida, and Mimele he will not be able to do the avoda on Yom Kippurim. As Rashi says, he might find his wife to be a Safik Nida, says Rashi, 7 lines before it gets wide, says Rashi, Shetimtza dam al hasadin Shekonchabai, she will find dam on the cloth that she wiped herself with. The ain yadu, it's not known. In bishas biyohayibad dam ze oilacherbiya. When did this dam appear? Did it appear at the time of his relationship with his wife, or did it appear afterwards? So it's a suffix. Uboil nida tami shivas yom va osher lavi b'miglish b'yom kippurim. He will not be able to come to the base of miglish to do the avod on Yom Kippur. Amru rabbanon kamei rav chizda. The rabbanon said this answer of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that he might find his wife to be a Safik Nida. They said this answer in front of Rav Chizda Kiman, and they said, this must be Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva. The Omar, who said, we find a Mesechtas Nida, that he said, Nida Metama is Bayala, that a Nida is Metama, the one who has relationship with her. The E Rabbana, because if it's going according to Rabbana, well, Amri, Ein Nida Metama is Bayala. The Rabbana say that a Nida is not Metama, the one who has relationship with her. Now, and one who's boila nida vadai, he certainly has tumma. But what the Gemara is referring to is the following machlokas that we find in Masechtas Nida. And in order to understand this properly, let us learn together the Rashi that explains it. The Rashi begins 1 line before it gets wide. Divri Amasl Keman Rabbi Akiva, says Rashi, Rabbi Akiva holds Haroya Dam Metamez Boil Lemafreya Kol Meis LaEis. In other words, even if at the time he assumed that his wife was not a Nida, and later she found Dam, so retroactively 24 hours before, he becomes Tomei. Kishem Shigazru Shematamo Taharis Meis Laesim Afreya. Just like any Taharos that she touched 24 hours before she found out that she was a Nida or a Safik Nida, so the Taharos would be Tomei 24 hours before. It says Rashi that this Machlokis Puktav Mesechtas Nida Per Kol Yada Daf Yadal and Nida, we find the following. V'achitnat Derech Bnei Yisrael, Misham Shiv Shnei Eidim, Echad Loi V'Echad Lo. The way of the Bnei Yisrael is, at the time of relations with her husband, that they have two cloths, one for him and one for her. Nimtza Al Shaloi, if Dam is found on his cloth, following relationships with his wife, Tamei and Shnei and Kol Shiv, they're both Tamei for 7 days. The vaday hoyadam b'shas bia. We take on that there certainly was dam there. There was blood there at the time of the relationship with his wife. She'ain derech ha'ish latzis menu dam. It's not the usual way for dam to come out of a man. So it must have come from the woman, and she was a nid at the time of Tashmish. Nimtza al shalo, if it was found on her cloth. Osyoim. Now, what does osyoim mean? What's this expression? It says Rashi v'hu loshin miyad b'loshin yivani. In Greek, this means immediately. What does it mean? She'koncha b'prishus yitzias Hashema shamish miyad. If immediately falling relationship with her husband, she wiped herself and she found dam on it. Tameim vadai. Then there again, they're both tamei for sure. Nimtza, the Bach puts in al shalah la'achar zman. But let's say it was found on her cloth after a period of time, not right away. Kaloimer, this means, says Rashi, she'erchika bedika, she separated the bedika. She didn't do it immediately, osyom. She didn't do it right away, but she waited some time. Then they're tamei misafik. They're both tamei out of doubt. Ve'ezu achrizman, what's considered after time? Kedesha teirid menamita v'tadich espanesha mata, the time it takes for her to get off the bed and to wipe herself in the makom tashmish. Then, if she finds dam, then she's retroactively, she gives off tumah 24 hours before. But ve'ena metamah es boilo, she's not metamah her boil, the one who had relationship with her. V'hachi perusha, this is what it means. Ve'im yoyser mikan shoso livdoik, if she waited, v'achach botka, and then she checked. Umotza, and she found dam, harei kishar noshim, tamah mafreya taharis. She's metama the tahara is 24 hours before. The ain't a metama is boiler, but she's not metama the one who had relationship with her. Shalegazru tumas meislais linyan tumas boiler, because the chacham did not make this 24 hour retroactive tuma on the one who was metama her, on the one who had relationship with her. Rabbi Kiva Oimer af metama boiler. Rabbi Kiva says that she's also metama the one who had relationship with her. So the Gemara has told us about a time called osyoim, a Greek word for means immediately if she wiped herself and she found dam. Then they're both tamei vadai. And the Gemara has also told us about a time that it takes for her to get off the bed and then wipe herself. And on this, the Gemara brought a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan whether retroactively the one who had relationship with her would become tamei, or was it a halacha only that the taharis that she touched would retroactively become tamei? So the Gemara at this point, let us go back to the Gemara. Amru Rabban and Kamed Rab Chizda Keman Rabbi Akiva. So this must be going like Rabbi Akiva to Amar Nida Metamez Boyala. So in our case where he found her to be a Suffolk Nida, so Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that you go back retroactively 24 hours and the one who had relationship with her becomes Tamei. And if so, the Kohen Gadol who found his wife to be a Suffolk Nida, he would be retroactively Tamei, and he would be Tamei for 7 days. And that's why she has to separate from her husband for that whole 7 day period, because if at any time during the 7 days he became Tamei, he would not be able to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. The Rabbanan, because if it's going like the Rabbanan, who Amri Eini the Metamis Boyalah, they're of the opinion that only Taharos become Tamei in this case over here, where it's not Us Yoim, where the Bedik was later, where it's a suffix, so we only say that the Taharis become Tamei retroactively. But the Tumah of Boil Nida does not apply. And if the Tumah of Boil Nida does not apply, our question would come back, why can't he have a relationship with his wife and take his wife into the Lishkas Parhedrin, or according to Tosis, let him take him to the underground Mechilos, which didn't have a Kedusha. So it must be that our sugya is going like Rabbi Akiva. Amar lehu Rab Chizda, Rab Chizda said to them, no, you're wrong. Afila, Tamer Rabbanan. This chshash over here, why he can't be with his wife for 7 days, this applies even according to Rabbanan. Why? Ad kan lepigur Rabbanan later Rabbi Akiva, ela ba'acher acher. When do the Rabbanan argue in Rabbi Akiva? And they say there is no Tumah of Boil Nida. That is, as Rashi explains, if she checked herself after the time it took to get off the bed and wipe herself. She didn't check herself before that time. In other words, there are three times, explains Rashi. There's asyoim immediately on the bed. There is the time it takes to get off the bed and wipe herself. And there's the time after it takes to get off the bed and wipe herself. So when do the Rabbanan have a machlokas with the Rabbi Kiva and they say there is no tumas boil nida, when you have this suffix whether the dam came from the woman or not, whether she was a nida or not, that's only when it's acher, when it's after the time it takes, when it's in the third time zone, there you have a machlokas. Avol b'chad acher. But if it's only one acher, explains Rashi, if it's after the first period of asyam, where it's immediately on the bed, while she's lying on the bed, she wipes herself. It's after that time, up to the time where it takes to get off the bed and wipe herself. So if it's in that period of time, so Avol b'chad acher moidelei, the Rabbanan are moidelei to Rabbi Akiva, that not only is it director or actively a tuma concerning taharas, but it's also retroactively a tuma concerning nida, and therefore he will be considered misafik a boil nida. He would have to wait 7 days, and that is the reason why he has to separate from his wife for those 7 days. Amar Rav Zeira said, Shema Mina, we see, if this is the pshat in our Gemara, in our Mishnah, why he separated from his wife during those 7 days, we see from this that boy you'll need a nida. One who has relation with a nida is not like a nida, means although he has a tumah shiva just like a nida does, but he's not exactly like a nida. Why? What's the difference? Because a nida who sees dam, so she has to count 7 days and then go midrash, so she has to go to the mikveh that night. But he, the boy will need that. He's also tummy for 7 days. But the toivel b'yoyim, he is toivel in the daytime, you will be forced to say. Why? The Amrat Boil Nida Kenida, if you're going to say a Boil Nida is mamish exactly like a Nida, Amos Tavol Belelya. When does he go to the mikveh? He'll have to go to mikveh like his wife, the Nida, at night. That's when the Nida goes, at night. Lamacher, the next day, which is Yom Kippur, Heche Avod Avoida. How could he do the Avoda on Yom Kippur? Vol Boy Herav Shemesh, he needs a period of time that the sun should set. What is the Gemara referring to? The halacha is that if one has tumah, he requires hair of shemesh. He can go to the mikveh during the day, but he requires that the sun should set. And if he goes to the mikveh during the day, then it's sufficient the sun set that night. But if he goes to the mikveh at night, then he'll have to wait 24 hours until he experiences the next day hair of shemesh, that it's sunlight and it becomes nighttime. If he's going to the mikveh at night, then he didn't have hair of shemesh. He'll have to wait 24 hours. It'll be after Yom Kippur. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is as follows. If Lamashal, he became Tameh with his wife together on Gimel Tishrei, he became in the middle, he had a relationship with his wife Gimel Tishrei, which was 7 days before Yom Kippur, he was separated to the Lishkas Parhedrin. If we would allow him to be together with his wife, and she would be found out to be a Suffolk Nida, and he would become Tameh retroactively, so let's say he had a relationship with her on Gimel Tishrei, so Mixas Hayoyim Kikuloi of Gimel Tishrei, that would be 1 day, and then you have Dalid, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes. So it comes out that the 7th day would be on Tes Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur. So if we allow him to go to the mikveh, not like his wife would go at night, but he would be allowed to go to the mikveh during the day. If he's allowed to go during the mikveh during the day, then he has hair of shemesh. The sun sets for him at night. Then the next day he's allowed to do the avoda, the base of mikdash. But if I'm going to say that he has the same dinim as his wife, that he has to go to the mikveh at night, so then it'll come out that there's 7 days which end at Yom Kippur, and he has to go to the mikveh at the night of Yom Kippur. Then he'll need a hair of shemesh 24 hours later. He will not be able to do the avod on Yom Kippur. Must be that if he becomes tamei, boil nida on Gimel Tishrei, he is allowed to go to the mikveh in the daytime of the seventh day, not like his wife. And that's what Rav Zeir meant to say. Shema Amina, boil nida, eina kanida. And he's toivul biyoyim. Elav Shema Amina, boil nida, eina kanida. However, Rav Simi Minardo Amar, afilatema boil nida kanida. He disagrees. Really, I'll tell you, a boil nida has the same halacha as a nida, that he's only toivul at night. But you know what it means in our Mishnah when it says that you're mafrish the Kohen Gadol 7 days? It really means 8 days. As Rashi explains, the Gemara says, the mafrishin le shor acha samach l'shkiyah sachama. You separate the Kohen on Beis Tishrei 1 hour, a short time before shkiyah sachama, and that will count as day one. So we'll now let's start the Cheshbon again. Beis Tishrei is day one. Then you have Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches. The 7 days end at Ches Tishrei. When can he go to the mikveh? Rav Simi Minardo is saying at night, which will be the night of Erev Yom HaKippurim. He'll wait 24 hours because he needs Erev Shemesh. That will put him into Yom Kippur, and he'll be Tor, and he'll be able to do the Avodah. Why didn't the Mishnah say 8 days? So Rashi says, since the first day is very insignificant, it's just a short time before the 7 days begin, the Mishnah didn't count it. So it'll be a big nafkamina here whether a boil nida is exactly like his wife as a nida, because then he'll have to be separated a short time before the 7 days, which will mean on Beis Tishrei he'll be separated before Shkia, and according to the Mandi Yomer, that boil nida is ain't a kanida. He's not exactly like a nida. He can be tovel b'yoyim. He could be separated on Gimel Tishrei itself, and he'll still be able to do the avoda. Meisvei, the Gemara asks a question on Rav Simi Minardo. We learn kol chayve tefilas tefilasim b'yoyim. All those who are chayve tefila are able to be tovel in the daytime. The exceptions are nida v'yoledes, a nida and one who gave birth, v'lasim b'layla, they must be tovel at night. So what do we see? We make a deduction from this Mishnah, nida in boil nida loi, that only a nida is tovel b'yoyim, but the one who is boil in nida, only a nida is tovel b'layla, but a boil nida will be tovel b'yoyim, not like Rav Simi Minardo. The more answers, loi. That's not correct. Rav Simi Minardo will learn that a boil nida has the same halacha as a nida, he is tovel b'layla. And what it means is, nida v'chol da'asim ribuya. A nida and everyone who is learned from a ribui, from nida, whose tum is as a result of a nida, as the Menachem Eshel Nefesh explains, the pasuk says, v'atehi nidasa. All of her nidus goes on the boiled nida. So since he is nisrabe from her, he has the same halacha as her. Just like she is tovel b'layla, so too the boiled nida will be tovel b'layla. This is how Rav Simi Minardo will answer this question. Meis, I'll ask you another question. Balkeri kemagasheretz and boiled nida ketami meis. A balkeri, one who sees keri, he sees semen, so he is like someone who touches a sheretz. And a boil nida has the same halacha as someone who became tamei from a mace. My love, probably what is this speaking about? Latfila. That they've shared the same halachas of tefila. In other words, a baal keri could be toivel b'yoyim just like a maga sheretz is b'yoyim. And a boil nida is toivel at the end of 7 days b'yoyim in the daytime, just like a tamei mace is toivel at the end of 7 days in the daytime. So what do we see? It's a question on Rav Simi Minardo, who said that a boil nida is like a nida toivel at night. Here we see a boil nida is toivel in the daytime. The more answers, loy letumasan. What do we compare a boil nida to a tamei meis and a balkeri to a magasheretz concerning their tumma? As Rashi explains, that a balkeri will be like a magasheretz who will have 1 day of tumma, tumas erev. And his tumah is not so severe. It's like a rishon l'tumah, which is only metame oichlin u'mashkin, food stuff and drinks. It is not metame adam v'kelim, not metame people or vessels. And the boil nida has the same halach as a tame meis, that it's tame for 7 days, and it's an avatumah, which is metame everything that could receive tumah, including
Adam v'kelim as well as oichlin umashkin. That is the comparison, but not linyan tefillah. Linyan tefillah, a boil nida will not be like a tamei meis, because a boil nida is toivel b'layla, like a nida, and a tamei meis is toivel b'yoyim. This is how Rav Simon Ador will answer this question. The Gemara asks, Tumah son, do you want to tell me that this brisa is only comparing le'inyan tefillah? I don't need them to explain that to me. That's written beferish in the Torah. Hi tumah shivik sivbe. Both have beferish in the Torah the tumah shiva of 7 days. By a mace it says yitma shivas yamim. Whoever comes in contact with the mace is tummy 7 days. And by a boil nida and by a nida it says v'tehi nidasa Allah v'tamei shivas yamim. By a boil need it says that her nidus goes on him and he is tamei for 7 days. So I don't need, the Chazal wouldn't have to tell me that we compare one to the other if it was only gabi tuma. As we turn to da vav amud beis ella lav l'tfilasan, it must be speaking that we're comparing them l'gabi tfila. And L'chayra, this is a question on Rav Simon Ador, that if they're the same, L'gabi Tfila, then it means that a boil nida is toivul by yoim, and not like Rav Simon Ador said, that he's toivul by Lila. The Gemara answers, Loi, Loilum, L'tumas, really we're comparing them linyan tumah. The duration of the tumah, is it 1 day, is it 7 days? You asked me a question, it says beferish in the Torah. Why did Chazal need to compare it? It's often a pasuk. The answer is seifa itzrichlei. We need the seifa there, which tells us a chiddush. Elo shechomer mimenu boil nida, shemetame mishkavu moishav, betumah kala letame oichlun umashkin. It's coming to tell you, of course, le'inyan 7 days, we don't need to tell you that they have equal tumah. That we know. It wants to tell you the difference between boil nida and tamei meis. Boil nida, in a certain aspect, is more chomer than a tamei meis. Why? Because a boil nida is metama mishkav u'moishkav. Moishav, as Rashi explains, anything that a nida lies on, even if there are 10 mattresses between the nida and what she's lying on, everything, the mattresses and the thing under the mattress, everything becomes tummy, whatever she sits on or lies on. However, by a mace, it's only someone who comes into direct contact with a mace that's tummy. So in that respect, boil nida is like a nida, which is more chomer than coming in contact with a mace. However, even though the boil nida shares with a nida the tum of mishkav u'moishav, it's only betuma kala letami oichlin u'mashkin. It only the seat or the mattress, that which the boil nida sits on or lies on, that it becomes tamei, is only a tumah of a rishon, an easy tumah, and it's only metam arachon mashkin. By the mishkav u'mashkav of a nida herself, there it has a halacha of a nida, it has a halacha of an av hatumah, and it's metam adam v'kelim, someone who touches the moshav or the mishkav of a nida will become tamei, even if it's adam v'kelim. However, by boil nida, his mishkav u'moishav is only metama oichlun u'mashkin as a rishon would. And Rashi says we learned this out from a pasuk, because since the pasuk says by a boil nida, the pasuk goes out of its way to say kol hamishkav asher yishkav alav yitma. And why did the Torah have to tell us this? Says Rashi, we could figure this out by ourselves, because we know from the pasuk which we brought before, which were marbara boil nida, it says vatehi nidasa olav, her nidas goes on the boil nida. So the halachas of nida apply as well to a boil nida. Just like the mishkav and maishav of a boil nida is metame, so too, it's metame atuma of avatuma, so too the mishkav and maishav of a boil nida. Since the Torah went out of its way to say it, it means that the Torah is trying to say it is tame, but it's a lesser tame, it's only a rishon tame to metame, oichlun mashkin. Anyway, Rav Simi min Ador is telling us that the comparison between boil nida and tame meis is not concerning the inyan of tvila biyoyim, but rather tvila is by boilnita balayla. And the comparison is ligabi tuma shiva, and the reason we had to mention it is to tell you the exception in the way that boilnita is worse than tamei meis. Tashma. Now the Gemara comes with a final tiyufta against Rav Simi ben Arda. The Tani we learned in a brisa, the Tani Rav Chia, hazov hazova v'amitzayra v'amitzaras uboyel nida v'tamei meis tefilasan b'yoyim. All of these are tovel in the daytime. Nida v'yoletas tefilasan b'layla. They're tovel b'layla tiyufta. This now is a final refutation, an upschlag of the shita of Rav Simi ben Arda, and the Gemara's maskana is that in fact a boil nida is toivel by yoim and not exactly like a nida who is toivel balayla. Boil nida ena kenida. Now the Gemara asks a new question. Why are you only concerned for 7 days to separate him from his wife? Because of problems of a suffix nida, which will make him ineligible to do the avarayim kippurim, hifri show, mitumas hameis, as Rashi explains. Why aren't you worried people visiting him? No, but his wife cannot visit him, but other people may visit him. Maybe one of those people visiting him will unfortunately die in his presence. He will become tamei, and then he will again not be eligible to do the Avodah Yom Kippurim. So why don't we institute that he should be totally segregated and no one should come to visit him, as we find later in Masechta Yoma that people used to visit the Kohen Gadol and learn with him and prepare the Avodas Yom Kippurim with him. Amar Rav Tachlif Avud Rav Huna Mishmei Derava Zaysay Meres. It must be that from here we see Tumas Hameis Hutra Hibetzibur, that Tumas Meis is completely permissible in a tzibur. As Rashi explains, we learned in Masechtas Pesachim Ish Nitcha Vein Tzibur Nitcha. The pasuk says by concerning Pesach Sheni, ish ish ki yitamei lenefesh, and an individual will not be able to do the Pesach Rishon, he should do it on Pesach Sheni. However, if roiv of the tzibur of Kol Yisrael is tamei, they would do it Pesach Rishon. Why? Because we have a principle that tumas hameis is hutra b'tzibur. It is totally permissible. And it says Rashi, Ubi Yom in the Rashi Divra Maskal Hutri Bitzibr, Kirchsev Ish Nitchavain Sibr Nitchan, Ubi Yom Kippurim, Kula Korban Sibr. Everything is considered Korban Sibr. Rashi's asking a question that the Kohen Gadol brings his own personal Korbanis. No, that's also considered Korban Sibr, says Rashi. Va'af Korban Shaloi Doiches Hatuma, Shaharei Zmanoi Kavua, because the main criterion is that zmanoi kavua, that it comes at a set time, and his korban comes at a set time. So the focus is not on korban sibur, but rather korban sibur is usually one that comes at a set time. So if the korban yachid comes at a set time, he would have the same advantage as a korban sibur, which is that tuma hutra b'tzibur. And secondly, says Rashi, a korban tuliyaboy, that the Klal Yisrael can't bring their korbanis. He cannot bring the korban for Klal Yisrael unless he brings first his own korban. So his own korban is also considered a korban sibur. For sort of these various reasons, all korbanis Yom Kippurim are considered korban sibur, and we have a rule that tuma hutra hi b'tzibur. It's permissible. You don't have to go out of your way at all to prevent tuma from appearing in the Beis HaMikdash. So if someone chashon would die in the presence of the Kohen Gadol and he would become tamei, it's no problem. It's hutri b'tzibur, and therefore it's totally permissible. We don't have to go out of our way to make any special restrictions because of the tuma that might occur. Rashi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph points out that this is only concerning tumas hameis, as the Gemara says over here that tumas hameis hutri b'tzibur. But what about the tumas of zavin, mitzayroa, nidus, v'yoldos, that as Rashi says on the third top line on Zayin Amud Aleph, shetumasa yoitzel of migufoi, that the tuma comes from his guf, loy hutra. On that we do not say tuma hutra b'tzibur. It's only tuma hutra b'tzibur by maga hameis, touching a base. Uboil nida kanida. And a boil nida has a halacha like a nida. So therefore, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah said 7 days his wife has to be separated from him, because that tumma would not be hutra b'tzibur. So on that, we have to make precautions that he's separated from his wife for 7 days. However, like inyan tumas meis, no precautions are necessary, because tumma hutri b'tzibur. Ravina Omar, Ravina disagrees. Afila tema tumas meis dechuyei b'tzibur. Even if you go with the opinion that tumas meis is not permitted bitzibur, but rather it's overruled, we push away the tumma. We do it very reluctantly if we have to do it. It's not hutra, it's rather tchuya. As Rashi says, afa pisha korban sibur doichoisa, even though the halach is korban sibur is doicha, but bekushi hutru. V'loi heter gomer hu. V'choldem ma dematsinu la dure madrin and shiasa betar. As much as we can make sure that he does it batar, we do it batar. So not only is there a problem, so therefore normally tumas ames is dechuyi betzibur. The question is, if tumas ames dechuyi betzibur, we should take precaution, and the question comes back, why do we let people visit him? No one should be allowed to visit him. Maybe somebody will die. The answer to the question is, tumas ames loy shchicha. That's unusual to suspect that during those 7 days, someone visiting him will die in front of the Kohen Gadol. But tumas beis loy shchicha. The tumah of his wife is shchiach. So for tumas beis, we have to make precautions. For tumas ames, even though we hold tumat chuyi b'tzimra, normally we have to go out of our way to make precautions, but since it's a milsa d'loy shchichi, it's not a usual thing. It's very unusual to happen. We don't make precautions, and therefore people could visit him. However, his wife cannot be visited. He has to be separated from his wife for 7 days because of a possibility that she may become a suffik nida, as we learned in the sugya before. We have now begun the famous Welt Sugya, famous Sugya that is well known, called Tuma Hutra Betzibur or Tuma Tchuyu Betzibur. We will have more about this machlokas in the next Shir B'Siyata Dishmayo. Next Shir B'Siyata Dishmayo.